You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Tuesday and it's July 22nd, and we're asking if you could write a theme song for the Big Mac, what would it be? It turns 40 today. We want to hear your song, as many, many Americans have already sent theirs to McDonald's. You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And we're also asking you about your economic literacy. And John, do you have an annual percentage rate in your life?
I have many annual percentage rates in my life, sadly, yes.
How about a little compound interest?
I know how to do compounding. I actually learned how to do compounding on my calculator when I was in college. But in general, I think I was completely financially ignorant until I found Quicken, the old financial
software,
yeah.
Stephen Dubner, how about you? APR in your life?
Yeah, I got it. Although I'm proud to say I've never actually owned a credit card, only a charge card, American Express. I don't mean to make it an advertisement, but I think the single...
Are you showing off that you know the difference between charge cards and credit card? This is our contributor, Freakonomics author.
Not a financial
Stephen Dubner
contributor,
is
like
joining us to look at our financial literacy, which sounds like a very fancy word for basically dealing with debt, financing, inflation, and how to cope with the stock market. And some say we're not doing such a great job. In fact, we're hurting ourselves. What's the problem, Stephen?
We are, we're a great country, right?
Yes.
We all agree with that. But
yes,
we're bad at some things that we should be better at, a lot better at. For a country that is so rich, as a whole, we are financially illiterate, badly. So, and we're only just finding this out now. There's a professor of economics at Dartmouth named Anna Maria Lusardi, who, in collaboration with another economist named Olivia Mitchell, did something really sneaky and wise, which is they inserted a bunch of financial literacy questions on a bunch of national polls, surveys that the government does on all different kinds of subjects, health, retirement, drug use, all this stuff, and they stuck a few financial literacy questions in there.
Like what?
If you have $100 in the bank and you're getting 1% interest and inflation is rising, the inflation rate is 2% a year, mm-hmm. at the end of a year, can you buy more or less?
Less.
Anyone?
Okay. That would be a less, because 2 minus 1 equal 1, so you're down 1%.
That's good. Or very simple compounding interest questions, very simple risk diversification investing questions. The bad news is that people fail miserably. The worst news is that older people fail even worse than younger people, and low education, African American minorities, and Hispanics and women fail even worse. The slightly better news is that there's more economic education in the schools these days than there was 30 years ago. But the worst news is it's not working very well.
Let's get back to the worst news of all of us who are not doing so well in that. How does that play itself out in everyday life?
Okay. The most basic example is this. If you have a credit card and you use it, do you know what interest rate you're paying on it? And when you pay your bill every month or whenever, how much of it do you pay? If you pay what's called the minimum required payment, I hate to say it, I hope you're not sponsored by credit card companies, it is the biggest sucker bet going, because all you're doing is borrowing money at a very expensive rate, using it to buy stuff you may not need, and accruing more and more debt.
And you don't have a credit card.
Well,
so
it's not about...
I call you debt-free Dubner.
You can call me... No, because I have debt that I have the debt that I want. I have a mortgage, which is, some people would argue an unbelievable racket, that I have a mortgage to buy a home. One of the reasons why housing prices have risen so much in this country over the past 50, 80 years is because there's this unbelievable tax deduction for home ownership,
right?
So you take advantage of the debt that's good for you, but you don't get into the debt that's bad for you.
Let's back away from this great country of economic illiterates. Who does this well? I mean, you're not going to say, the Israelis are good at money or something, anti-Semitic like that. I mean, are there people who do financial stuff well?
That's a good question. It's a question I asked Professor Lusardi when I wrote about this subject. And she said that, again, it's very hard to measure because we haven't really concentrated on this question much. Let me just back up 1 second. When you want to drive in this country, you got to get a license, right?
Right.
You want to buy a house? You want to raise children even. But in terms of financial, you can do anything. You can get credit cards. You can get more. Look, the subprime mess that we're in right now and the consumer debt mess that's kind of right around the corner are largely, I won't say entirely, but largely a result of people making very bad decisions, not even knowing they're making bad decisions.
So no front end kind of education required to getting involved.
Is that the answer?
Well, you know, you would like to say yes, but as I mentioned before, the National Council of Economic Education, for instance, has been pushing for more teaching of this sort in the schools. They've gotten more, but the tests, the results among high school students are no better, still about half.
What's the resistance, though? I mean, we take economics, we read about all
Well, if you take economics, you probably don't have a resistance. The problem is that honestly, here's what I think.
But economics is not necessarily the same as basic personal finance.
No, it's not. But they do run in parallel tracks. Here's what I think is part of the problem. We do have in this country a little bit of a pride, a perverse pride in mathematical illiteracy. A lot of people love to throw up their hands and say, oh, geesh, math. You know, not interested. You know, Flaubert, great. Politics, I'm interested. Math, uh-uh. And the fact of the matter...
It's okay, and we condone that. We're going to ask you to stick with us for a little while. Right now, we're going to turn to Femi. Okay, because she's got the latest headlines for us from the last hour. Femi?
Hello there. 28 minutes past the hour.